tell the world that we said hi, Australia.
Come on.
Ash London Live and Up Close presents...
Hey, it's Amy Shark.
Amy Shark.
Come on.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Ash London Live and Up Close. My name is Ash London, host the Hit Network weeknight show, Ash London Live. Heard around Sydney on 104.1 Today FM. Well, hello and welcome, my darlings. This is our first live and up close in a year and a half. We have resorted to live and online, which has been fine, but there's nothing like just breathing each other's air, right? No, we will not be breathing each other's air. We'll be keeping a very safe distance when we get our photos afterwards with Amy so you can show off to everybody on Instagram. I'm so excited that we're doing this again, and I'm most excited, I think, that we are welcoming one of my good friends and favourite people to really kick this off again. It feels right that it's Amy because we love her so much. And you guys are like proper fans, which we love, right? Yes, okay. Like I said, keep making noise or it's awkward. Oh my God, she's here, guy. We weren't lying. I'm not going to bring out an impersonator. So please give a big Ash London Live welcome to our girl Amy Shark. In the flesh. Well, thank you for joining us, first of all. We've got some questions. Piper.
Oh, gosh.
I'm so nervous. What song do you wish you could have done a musical video to but did not get to?
I really wanted to do a music video for a song of mine called Leave Us Alone. I had this crazy idea of me going to this house each day, seeing the life that I wish I had with this person and seeing that person with someone else and just constantly going back like a creep. And then you'd see where I, like, that I'd been there for so long because there'd be, like, you know, beer cans and stuff around, like the...
Winnie Blues.
All my darts on the ground on the mailbox because I just keep going back and, like, watching their perfect life like, you know, a creep. And that's what I wish I could have done. Maybe I'll recycle that for another song.
But that's why I love you, because you don't ever try and act cool. Like, in your music, you don't, like, shield to, like, make it look like you were always the one that was chased and you never did the chasing, or you were never pathetic. Because we've all been pathetic in love at some point.
Yeah.
And, you know, you never shy away from that.
Thanks. I think you connect with it because you've been a loser too.
Yes.
And we've both, like, been... we've both been, like, on the verge of psychopath. Take me back.
It's so jealous. I'll do anything. I'll go blonde. I'll do it. I love you. I'll take up surfing.
I was still laughing about that for weeks after we had that interview about being a pathetic loser.
Yeah, but in the interview, I actually said my ex's name, and then all my friends were like, bro, like, you're married
too much,
now.
Too much.
Move on. Yeah. All right. So, my darling, you're going to kick it off, and then we're going to chat, and then one more song. And I've told them that it's awkward if they don't make noise because there's so few of us. Yeah. Is this taking you back to, like, earlier in the career when this would be a full house for you?
This feels like I'm back at, like, the Southport TAB when I play.
Come on. The greyhound racing in the background.
Yeah. They're like, Dar, can you just duck? Because I'm just on number 8 there. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, sorry.
Well, take it away, my love. We're so happy you're here. Give her another round of applause, guys.
Thank you so much. This feels so good. Glad to be the first one too. Yeah. Ed made me sing this in a very high key. Thanks, Ed. So I've just got to concentrate for a second.
Ed Sheeran, she taught me about her close personal friend.
Ed Sheeran to you, mate.
Caught in the moment, midnight in the room, my breath and heart got taken by you, and I'm just a girl who's got nothing to lose and got butterflies, but I'll stop if you want me to, and it's almost perfect tonight as this storm is raging outside. One kiss and I open my eyes. Yeah, you know love songs ain't the same time. It's perfect nights, it's open doors, it's feeling safe, it's being sure. It's a deep cut, crazy rush to feel like us alone in the dark. It happened again, confused at the start, but it's all making sense. You're not yet a lover, but you're more than a friend. And there are some things you know, but things you can't understand. Ah, babe, won't you kiss me all night as the storm is raging outside, lit up by the stereo light. Yeah, you know love songs ain't for us. Nothing could explain by the way it hurts so much, but at the same time it's perfect nights, it's open doors, it's feeling safe, it's being sure. It's a deep cut, crazy rush to feel like us. No one knows, oh, what it's like to feel like us. So let go, oh, not tonight. Love songs ain't for us. Nothing could explain about the way it hurts so much, but at the same time it's perfect nights, it's open doors, it's feeling safe, it's being sure. It's a deep cut, crazy rush to feel like us.
Ash London Live and Up Close with Amy Shark. Catch up on all the best moments now. Download the Listener app.
To feel like us.
Thank you very much.
Let's tell the world that we said hi, Australia.
Come on. Ash London Live and Up Close presents.
Hey, it's Amy Shark.
Amy Shark.
Come on.
Whenever an artist says in advance that a key is hard to sing in or different, I am so stressed the whole time that they're going to f*** up. And I was so, but you nailed it.
Not to do that. Like,
yeah.
And then I think
grab your mics,
like,
a bit, so they records for the, it's radio, so that's an audio medium, so I have to hear you.
I forgot about this. It's been a while, guys.
But you know my favourite line in that song, from the second I heard it, and every time you hear it on the radio, I have a moment, where you say, it's perfect nights and open doors, feeling safe. It's the open doors line that I love, and I don't know why.
Thanks for choosing, like, the one line he picked.
I was about to say, did you write that or did he write that?
I wrote, well, it was so incredible, that whole experience, because it really was back and forth.
Yeah.
And I remember, because you kind of want to impress it. So obviously, anytime he was like, that's great, I was like, oh, yeah. I had Being Sure, and I remember he lost it with the stereo light line. He was like, that's great.
We've got some questions. This is a fun question from Kate.
Kate's a bit nervous, so I'll say it. What song makes you cry forever?
There is a song called This Year's Love by David Gray.
Oh, sweet girl, that makes sense.
And, yeah, it's just, I don't know, it has that sound where it starts, and I just, I don't know, that song. And then there's this young artist called Flower Kid, and they have a song called, the Boy with the Winfield Blues, and
as in Winnie Blues.
Winnie Blues, yeah. But it was one of those songs that I remember doing the dishes, and I remember it came on a playlist, and I remember just stopping, and it was the first time in so long that I was like, I'm going to cry. Like, I'm going to start crying right now. Like, you know, it was so emotional. So listen to that one.
Two great songs.
Or don't. Just be happy. I don't know.
Steph, final fan question.
Hi.
Hi.
My question is, what song took you the longest to write and why?
The Wolves took so long because I started writing it. It's just like a bit of a bipolar song, and the whole album is actually a little bit bipolar as well, because I was feeling one thing and then I would park the song because I would not know where it was going or something like that. And then by the time I came back to The Wolves, I was in a different mindset. So it was just so tough to figure out what I even wanted to say anymore. Like, I was like, I'm like that, but I'm not that angry anymore. Maybe I need to do it like this. And I don't know, the production, the chorus, the everything was so difficult. Like, it really defeated me for so long. And I just hated myself. I was like, come on, Amy, come on. Because it never has taken me that long to tackle a song. But we got there.
Do you find that, like, the singles, like the big radio hits, are they generally ones that come straight out, or there's no kind of rhyme or reason? Some of them are a pain in the ass. Some of them flow naturally.
Everybody Rise was really easy, and it was like a kind of like a clear single. I think, like, even before I'd left the studio that day with Joel, he got it sounding so good so quick. But then, like, Worst Day took ages. Like, I'd written the song, but to find the right production and not overcook it and just try and give it, you know, exactly what it needed. And it's like, it was really hard. And there was a few producers actually that had a go at it.
Yeah.
So Joel even had a go, like Joel Little had a go. I met with...
And who knows that it's not working? Does Joel go, try someone else, or do you go...
No, Joel had a good crack, but and that's the best thing about all the producers that I got to work with. That no egos. Everyone's fine. It's like, if you don't like this vibe, then that's cool. Take what you want from it. But yeah, there were so many different producers that had a go. And then Dan and FaZe just got it. Like, we're kind of the dream team in the end. So
local boys.
Yeah.
Well, Dan's technically a Kiwi, but...
Technically a
Kiwi. We love you, mate. Make some noise for the final performance from Sharky.
Thank you, Ash.
Ash London Live and Up Close with Amy Shark. Catch up on all the best moments now. Download the Listener app.
Made it out of cardboard and rope. Hung around my neck so you would see. And please do not ask me how I am. I'm alright, but this could be the worst day of my life. Made it out of high school with a plan. Be brave and bold and confident. Show up at your house, what have I done? Pray you're not in there with someone. Wonder when I'll get over you. Should have been gone by now. And you're never home. It's all I can think about. Your love's all gone. You think I'm fine? Hey, this could be the worst day of my life. Saw you for the first time in years. You held my face. I held my tears. You don't have to let every part of me go. It'll never be over, we both know. Wonder when I'll get over you. Should have been gone by now. And you're never home. It's all I can think about. Your love's all gone, you think I'm fine. Hey, this could be the worst day of my life. Don't look at that girl, I think she's gonna cry. I flick through magazines in the corner of my eye. And everybody knows I can read their minds. Don't ask me, I'll be fine. Wonder when I'll get over you. Should have been gone by now. And you never... It's all I can think about. Your love's all gone, you think I'm fine. Hey, this could be the worst day of my life. Wonder when I'll get over you. Should have been gone by now. And you never...
stay.